BBC News with Justine Green. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said no Palestinian state will be established as long as he remains in power, in remarks made on the eve of a general election. His comments are seen as an attempt to bolster hardline support for his Likud party, with the latest opinion polls suggesting that many voters remain undecided. Kevin Connolly reports.
As sitting Prime Minister, it was Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to call these elections, and he seems to have anticipated a straightforward reshuffling of Israel's pack of centre-right nationalist parties to produce a more manageable coalition. The race has proved much tighter than he expected, and the final opinion poll showed his Likud party trailing to an opposition centre-left alliance. There may still be enough like-minded parties in the next parliament to allow Mr. Netanyahu to form another coalition, but it's far from certain.
A millionaire from one of America's wealthiest families is facing a murder charge in Los Angeles after making comments to himself, apparently admitting his guilt, which were recorded by television documentary makers. Nick Bryant in New York has the story.
Robert Durst, the eldest son of one of New York's richest families, has led a bizarre, controversy-filled life, which has been chronicled not only in an HBO documentary series, but also in a lightly fictionalized Hollywood film, All Good Things, starring Ryan Gosling. Mystery has long surrounded the unsolved disappearance of his first wife, Kathleen, from their New York country house in 1982. His spokeswoman and friend, Susan Berman, was killed at a home near Beverly Hills in 2000 by a bullet in the back of her neck. Then, when he moved to Texas after her death, he was acquitted of murdering his neighbor, though Durst admitted shooting him in self-defense and then dismembering the body.
Brazil's public prosecutor has formally charged the treasurer of the governing Workers' Party, João Vicari, with corruption. 26 other people were also charged in relation to a massive corruption scandal at the state-owned oil company Petrobras. Candice Piet reports.
Mr. Vicari was accused alongside a number of senior executives, both from Petrobras and from the giant oil company's contractors. Last week, a congressional hearing heard accusations that the governing Workers' Party received up to $200 million skimmed from contracts with Petrobras. On Sunday, hundreds of thousands of people protested in cities across Brazil against corruption. Many of the protesters demanded the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. She'd served as chair of the Petrobras board when much of the alleged corruption had been taking place.
President Putin has laughed off rumours about his health in his first public appearance in 10 days. The Russian leader said life would be boring without gossip, but failed to explain his absence and cancellation of scheduled events. BBC News. A court in Egypt has sentenced to death the most senior leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, Mohammed Badia, and 13 other key members of the banned movement. All 14 were found guilty of planning attacks against the state. The Muslim Brotherhood was declared a terrorist organization in 2013. Police in the Pakistani city of Lahore have used tear gas and water cannon to disperse protesters in the largest Christian neighbourhood. Demonstrators smashed cars and threw stones a day after two suicide bombings at churches killed at least 15 worshippers. In the aftermath of the attacks, two men accused of being involved were burned to death by a mob. A Chechen mother who was living in the Netherlands has taken her two young children to join Islamic State militants in Syria against the will of their Dutch father, who has legal custody. The father warned police of the woman's possible departure after being alerted by the children's Islamic school in October last year that the mother had printed plane tickets for herself and the children. Anna Holligan reports from The Hague.
The mother and her children, a boy aged 8 and a 7-year-old girl, are understood to have taken a flight from Belgium to Athens, possibly using fake passports. Prosecutors are treating it as a case of kidnapping and have issued an international detention request. However, it may be too late. There are reports that the 32-year-old refugee phoned her mother in January, telling her that she was in the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa.
The United States has expressed concern about the arrest on sedition charges of a senior opposition politician in Malaysia, Nurul Izzin Anwar. The State Department said recent charges of sedition against critics of the Malaysian government raise serious concerns about freedom of expression, the rule of law, and the independence of the judicial system. Ms. Anwar is the daughter of the jailed opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim. BBC News.